Hey there, welcome to Super Coach. I'm Coach Michael Bird. Every single Monday, I come into your life really to do three things: multiply your life, multiply your money, and multiply your business. Today, I got an incredible topic. I went through three or four topics that I was thinking about, and I said, What do I want to cover? One of my favorite series that a pastor does named Jimmy Evans is I Changed My Mind. So today we're going to talk about how I changed my mind about insecurity, how I changed my mind about money, how I changed my mind about confidence, how I changed my mind about rejection, how I changed my mind about relationship, how I changed my mind about everything, man. Today on Supercoach, I changed my mind. Come on back and let's get going.
Everybody needs a coach in life. Coaching businesses and entrepreneurs like you to spike an additional 40% to your bottom line. Michael Burt is a multi-championship coach, best-selling author, trainer, motivator, and all-around super coach. Now, from the Greatness Factory Studios, this is Super Coach.
All right, folks. Happy Monday to you. Coach Michael Burt, I'm here at the Greatness Factory. We're having a big day today, just like every day. Share the stream with folks if you're out there watching the show, right? Share the stream if you're out there watching the show. What about that, Jack? A little clap. Can you hear that? Come on, folks. Come on. Let's get this party started today. I'm Coach Michael Burt. I got some core beliefs. Justin Potts, Thomas C. Davidson, Eric White, Karen Craver. What's up, Karen? Renee Voda. Hey, I changed my mind. I changed my mind about a lot of things during this period. I changed my mind about toughness and weakness. I've changed my mind about confidence and bounce back. I've changed my mind about strong people and weak people. Man, I've changed my mind about so many things. Okay? And so today we're going to talk about this concept of simply changing your mind. Gretchen Higgins. Because we have a choice in everything we do. One of my favorite books, if you go back and read The Richest Man in Babylon, second paragraph, first page, and it says every action we take are driven by our thoughts, and our thoughts are no wiser than our understanding. Every action we take is driven by how we think. It's a thought. The journey of 1,000 miles doesn't start with one step. It starts with one thought, followed by one step. So somewhere along the way, you had a thought, and because you got a thought, you take an action. Because you take an action, and you're sitting there, and you're asking, like, why are we doing this? Why do I continue to do things that don't yield a harvest? Why do I continue to do things that don't produce fruit? Why do I continue to stay in a bad relationship? Why do I continue to allow other people to control me? So at some point, you got to change your mind. So let's just talk about some of these things, right? Like I changed my mind about money. Okay? Money is just a tool, folks. It's just a tool to use to advance something. Right? Like I was watching a sermon on sowing and reaping this weekend. He talks about there's over 750 references in the Bible to money. Okay? And so if it's such a bad thing, why does it talk about it so much in the Bible? Okay? There's more talk about that than almost anything. Okay? There's a great book out there called Business by the Book. Study Jimmy Evans' work, who did this I Changed My Mind series, and he does a sermon on the law of sowing and reaping. And sowing and reaping a harvest. And it's very, very powerful. But somewhere along the way, from 20 to 30, I didn't think about money. I was a basketball coach. I lived in a nice house. I mean, a decent little condo, Daniel Hodges. And I was happy. At least I thought I was happy. And then people came along and said, man, you could be playing in a higher arena. And I'm like, what? I could? And you could be doing this. And you could be writing books. And you could be helping people. And guess what? I thought I was going to be a college basketball coach, and then I changed my mind. And I said, this money can become a tool to use to help more people, to grow a business, to employ people, to market, to use, right? To come along. So at some point, I changed my mind from just thinking, man, I just want to be a basketball coach, to I want to impact millions of people on the planet. Some of you need to change your mind about what you're doing every day. Because you get up and doing something that you don't love. Your talent's not there. Your passion's not there. Right? Good to see you, James Jacoby, Pastor Ken, Daniel Hodges, Zach Raines. So at some point along the lines, man, you have the opportunity to change. Like, man, I was going down this path. And I changed my mind. Let me tell you what else I changed my mind about. I changed my mind about rejection. I've since made up my mind there is no such thing as rejection. Some will want what you have. Some don't want what you have. So what? Let me tell you another thing. Let me go back to the money piece. Here's the thing. I used to think you had to physically have the money, Jack, to do something big. And I've been hanging out with Tony Giratani, who's this great developer in Nashville, built the 505, the Encore, the Viridian, the Cumberland. He didn't put $300 million of his own money into the deal. Go back and study Donald Trump. He didn't put his own money into the deals. He went and found the money. I've changed my mind about what's possible and impossible. See, people tell you, well, you don't have the money to do something. T.D. Jakes wanted to take his play and turn it into a movie, and he said, I don't have enough money. Tyler Perry comes along and says, you don't need the money. We'll find the money. Finding the money's easy. I changed my mind. Now I look at a project and I don't think about, well, how much will the bank give me? Well, what's my debt to income ratio? I think, can I put together a couple million bucks and go do something big? I changed my mind about money, guys. It ain't as hard to get as you think it is. It ain't as hard to find as I thought it was. It ain't as hard to make a sale as I thought it was. Like somewhere along the line, I changed my mind. Okay, let me tell you another thing I changed my mind on. I changed my mind about big time people. I used to be in awe of big time people and think, oh, they're so much better than I am. They're so much more talented than I am. They have such stronger skills than I am. Then I spoke at 10X, and guess what? I figured out they weren't any better than me. I changed my mind that I didn't have a talent problem. I had a marketing problem. So there's all these things in life as you're going down the road and people just drill this into your brain. Making money is hard. You can't do it if you don't have enough money. You don't have enough talent. Success is reserved for those people. You'll never be on the big stages. They have something you don't have, right? And then somewhere along the line, man, I just changed my mind. Somebody was asking me the other day about doing something or not doing something. I said, man, I just can't quit doing it. You know what I said? Stop doing it. Just stop doing it. They're like, what? I'm like, just stop doing it. Stop whining. Stop complaining. Stop eating. Stop being lazy. Stop making excuses. Right? Like sometimes in life, you got to change your mind about something. Okay? And I see so many people that start heading down a path, guys, and they just get fixated and stuck on that path, and they just can't change. You don't have to continue doing something that you don't want to do. You don't have to be unhappy. You don't have to stay. You don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to not produce. You don't have to, right? Like you can change your mind. And so I would challenge the people that are watching the show today, as you're watching Supercoach and you're thinking, I was thinking this morning when I was doing this video about momentum and getting started, I was thinking about, Jack, all of the things that I changed my mind about. Like 6 months ago, I changed my mind about my health. I just changed. What did I do one day? How did I lose 30 pounds? I just changed. I got on the right eating plan. I work out at a higher level. I produce at a higher frequency. I just changed my mind, right? How do I be a better husband, man? I just changed my mind. Say, I want to be a better husband. I spent the weekend with my 7-year-old daughter. And I said, man, I want to be a better dad. Let me tell you something. After 2 days with my daughter, I was like, I'm ready to go back to work. That girl worked me to death. That girl worked me. I loved every second of it. Here's the deal, though. I walk in one day and say, change my mind, man. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better dad. I'm going to be a better man. I'm going to be a better leader. I'm going to be a better this. I'm going to be a better that. Right? I just changed my mind. So if you're out there watching the show today, there's things that you're going down the path on, guys. I want to encourage you to step back. I changed my mind about money, confidence, insecurity, rejection is no such thing. Change your mind about how hard something is. Change your mind about doing big things. Change your mind about getting on bigger stages. One day I just said, dadgummit, I'm changing my mind. Now, how many of you going to change your mind with me? So today on Supercoach, when we come back, I want to talk about insecurity, how I changed my mind about insecurity, because to me, we're all imperfect people living in an imperfect world. When you go to networking events, they don't have anything that you don't have. You just think they do. They're smarter. They're better looking. They got more money. They're looking at you all funny, right? One day, man, you just change your mind and say, no, no, no. They're just people. They got the same struggles we do. They need a little bit of encouragement like I do. They need less discouragement, which is what they're getting. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how to change your mind about a couple things. Fear, insecurity, right? Vacillation, doubt. We come back, we're going to talk about how we change our mind about our confidence. I'm Coach Michael Burt, and you're listening or watching a Super Coach.
Flipped the switch. I didn't know what to expect, but it definitely did what it was supposed to. It flipped that switch.
Coach Burt is the real deal.
It's very impactful. You know, he looks you in your eyes and he makes sure he gets his point across.
When he's making a connection to you, the connection is real.
Love the fact that we were all able to come together, learn from one another.
He exceeded my expectations beyond my wildest dreams.
You know, I think there's a gear inside of people that many people have not found. There's a switch that has not been flipped. I'm writing a new book that's going to come out in 2021. And in the interim, we're putting together boot camps to test the ideas. This weekend was my first Flip the Switch boot camp, and it was incredible. The only thing I know to say, it was absolutely incredible. Think of it as success camp. Think of it as 24 hours with me on what I would teach myself if I was 20 years old again. Everything I've learned in 44 years of living, incredible boot camp. Thank you to all the people that came. I can't wait to do another one.
Welcome back to Super Coach at the Greatness Factor. I'm loving these comments. John Giovanni, what's up, big guy? Sometimes your mind gets changed for you. That's right. Sometimes we need an attitude adjustment. I'm teaching my 7-year-old daughter, Shannon Stiles, that attitude is a posture of the body, which represents a mental state. If you want to know how good of a saleswoman my daughter is, she convinced me to go on a mule ride through Nashville in the back of a horse and buggy. My wife has never even convinced me of that. Now, here's the deal, guys. Today, we're talking about changing your mind. You see where Tim Story and I are doing confidence and comebacks. Listen, Tim Story and I are going to do it live. That's right. You heard me. Live in the room at my lodge, August 20th. Tim Story, Coach Burt, Sharon Lecter. Man, there's all kinds of special guests we're going to have. We're doing it live, man. In the room. I told Tim, if we have to go old school tent revival style, we will. If we got to spread it out on the property, we'll do that too. We're going to try to live stream it too, right, Jack? We're getting the equipment. They told me today they're going to have enough bandwidth out there for me to live stream it. If you're close and you want to see me and Tim Story, the comeback coach, live in the room, listen, you can watch the CD, you can listen to the CD or the MP3s, Roy Frazier, or you could come to the concert. You don't want to miss when a guy like Tim Story comes to Nashville or Dallas. You don't want to miss that, man. I'm telling you. You don't want to miss it. It will be a life-changing day. CoachBurt.com. Eric White can post it in there. It's called The Comeback Campaign. Me, Tim Story. Sharon Lecter wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Sold 42 million copies. How many of y'all know a buddy that sold 42 million copies of a book? And if you don't, come and sit in a room with her, right? And so we're going to be there, the Comeback with Confidence deal. Wednesday night this week. Wednesday night, I'm doing a live session called How to Take a Concept and Make $1 million with That. If you want to register, get registered for that, guys. Get in the room with me, man. Get in the room. It's free. It's completely complimentary. The Tim Story thing is $2.99 for tickets, $4.99 if you want VIP access, which I strongly recommend. When you get in the presence of big-time people, trust me, you're going to be glad that you did. Now, what we're talking today, guys, is I changed my mind. How many of you need to change your mind right now about something? And I want to talk about changing my mind about insecurity. Confidence is the memory of success. It is an internal knowing that you can create or manifest something. Many of you have the memory of failure. Many of you have the memory of past. Many of you have the memory of something not working in your life. Right, Nathan Hayes? Many of you, right? Insecurity is vacillation, doubt. Where does it come from? Lack of confidence. Well, if confidence is the memory of success, many of you don't have confidence because you got the memory of failure. All you remember is the bad. Okay? Insecurity produces vacillation, doubt. There's two reasons people don't take action on something, fear and insecurity. Fear is an emotion. It's an unpleasant emotion that someone or something's going to harm me in the future. Because of that, we don't move. Here's what I did. Changed my mind. Changed my mind about fear. Changed my mind about insecurity. Guess what? They're insecure too. Do you know one of the number one group, most insecure groups of people in the world is are models. Models are constantly compared to other beautiful people. They're constantly thinking they're insecure. And we look at them like they're the most beautiful people in the world. Okay, I've coached some of the wealthiest people in the world that are insecure. So insecurity is this concept of fear, and the fear keeps me from taking an action. And because I fear taking action, I don't want to put myself in a room. I don't want to make an outbound phone call. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to be embarrassed. Like, here's the deal. We've all been supposedly rejected. We've all been embarrassed. We've all done something stupid. We've all made a fool of ourselves. We've all done these things. So let's decide today we're going to change our mind. Fear, insecurity, worry, anxiety, stress. Okay, I changed my mind about worry. What am I worried about? What if you lose everything you got? I mean, could you not go back and get it again? I changed my mind, man. See, we work up. Like yesterday, I caught myself like getting all anxious and worrying about things. And then I kind of stepped back and I said, oh, I need to recalibrate here. What am I worried about? Got all this anxiety about something. Some of your personality styles, you're worriers. You get all worked up, man, over something that ain't that big a deal, right? You get all tore up, and now you got worry. Now you got stress. Now you got anxiety. Now you can't sleep. Now it affects your whole day, like, right? Like, you got to change your mind, man, and you got to reframe. So this morning when I was doing this video on the way into work, I started thinking, what does a good coach do for people? Many times a good coach adds perspective. Many times a good coach comes in and says, man, you're getting all worked up over nothing. Like, this is crazy. Okay, I was telling Tommy Davidson one day, one of my buddies, I was like, man, it's tough, man. I was in a funk. And he looked at me and said, yeah, coach, it is tough. It's tough having $2 million houses within 20 minutes of each other. He's like, I know how tough it is, man. Doing what you do every day, it ain't easy, right? Like compared to what? That's what Dr. Kevin Elko said, Hubert Payne. So sometimes you're out there looking at a problem, and by George, the way you see the problem is the problem. Like, I hear people say, I'm so overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by what? Because you got a bunch of business? Overwhelmed because you got more customers than you got demand? Overwhelmed because something, like, right? Like, what are you overwhelmed by? Would you rather have too much business and be overwhelmed, or not enough business and be overwhelmed? Right? Would you rather have too much to be grateful for, or not enough to be grateful for? Now, which one would you rather be overwhelmed with? See, so all of these things are these concepts that you literally need to say, man, I'm changing my mind about this. I am literally changing my mind today about this. So when you're out there watching the show today, I really want you to step back. This is kind of a recalibration show. Because I coach people all day long, and man, I just listen to them, and I'm worried about this, and this ain't working, and I don't know how it can work. And I'm like, man, just change your mind. What do you mean? Just stop thinking like that. That's what I mean. Like, the way you're thinking is all wrong, right? Like, the way you're looking at this problem is all wrong. Like let's start with the mindset of gratitude and appreciation. Then let's think about, okay, how can we figure this out? Then let's say, can we find the money? Yes. Then can we do that? Of course we can. But we're never going to do it if we wake up every day and we focus on this versus that. Like, your mind cannot have two simultaneous thoughts at the same time. So every second you're focused on fear and insecurity and doubt is a second you can't be focused on these things over here. Every second you spend complaining about something is a second you can't spend working on this. And so what we got to do is we got to help you recalibrate, guys. We got to help you recalibrate. And that's really the purpose of today's show. So if, as I close it out, Jack, let me talk about some things that I would recommend them changing their minds about. You need to change your mind about fear. Fear is just an emotion. You need to change your mind about insecurity. Insecurity is just, it's doubt. And the way you remove doubt is you decide. The word decide means to kill off. You kill off an option to fail. Okay, you kill it off. Okay, what else do you do? You make a decision about those people out there that you think are more talented than you. They're not more talented than you. You just think they're more talented than you. People that earn more income than you, you just think they're better than you. Many of you don't have a talent problem. You got a marketing problem. Okay, so when you're thinking about these concepts, I want to really challenge you today. I did an episode once with David Osborne. He's doing $12 billion in real estate. He's got 5,000 agents working under him. And we talked about getting to the other side, Jack. And the other side is where you're in this struggle. And it's so hard. And you're fighting. And it's hard to make money. And it's hard to be successful. And you can't figure out why we can't figure it out. And it's like some door that you don't know how to get. And then he talks about when you get over to the other side, seems so easy. Well, when you do something for 10,000 hours, what happens is it literally changes the neurons in your brain to where you have mastered something. And what really happens is your mind begins finding shortcuts. Because you've done it so many times, the mind is now finding faster ways to do it and better ways. But you got to do the 10,000 hours of the hard, the struggle, to figure out how to do it easy. Right? You look your whole life and you think you're underpaid until one day you start getting overpaid. And you get overpaid because you make it look easy. And you make it look easy because you've been doing it for 10,000 hours. Right? It's like the person that walked up to Picasso and said, can you paint a picture of me? And he did it in a matter of just a few minutes. And he said, that'll be what, $10,000? And he said, $10,000? For 10 minutes? And he said, no, I spent my whole lifetime to be able to do it in 10 minutes. You're really paying me for a whole lifetime. You need to change your mind, folks. I see people completely freak out over $49. They invest $49 in something, and you would think they lost $10 million. You know why? They need to change their mind about money. If you can't figure something out on $49, you need to get out of the game, man. Right? It's your mindset about scarcity and lack and insecurity, and there's not enough. Okay? Some of you blow $49 at lunch, but you won't spend it on yourself to get better. You need to change your mind about how you see money. You need to understand the difference between an asset and a liability. Assets make you money and liabilities cost you money. And so if you're out there watching the show today, I'm really challenging you to quit majoring in the minors, to get around bigger people who have changed their mind about all these little things, fear, doubt, insecurity, rejection, confidence. Big time people have changed their mind about all these things. Okay, Jay Cash, they say, man, it's going to be a fight, but dadgum it, we're going to find a way to win. And that's it. Failure is not an option. You know, I was watching this documentary on Donald Trump this weekend, Jack, and it was talking about how he put these early deals together. He didn't use his own money. He went over here, found the money, and over here and found a person, brokered the deal, went to the city and got the tax abatement. You got to give the guy credit for hustling and putting together these multi-million dollar deals. I think he made like $80 million on his first deal just by brokering the deal. When he went to build something, he didn't even know how to build it. He had to hire a person to come in and build it. Like Trump Tower, he didn't even know how to build Trump Tower. He just had a vision for Trump Tower. And he just went to, and so he hired a woman and said, look, this is what I want to do. You're going to build it. I got an idea, and I can go get the money. You're going to build it. That's the concept. See, too many people think, I don't know how to do it. So if I don't know how to do it, I shouldn't even try to do it. You need to change your mind about something. You got a vision. You got a dream. You want to manifest that dream. You need to change your mind. And here's the part you need to change your mind about. It ain't hard. It seems hard. That very thought creates the resistance. Right? Like I could think of 100 things I could do right now to produce money. Right now. Right this very second. It ain't hard. I thought for years it was hard making money. Thought it was hard to leverage money. Thought it was hard to create money. It ain't. What was hard was my mindset, my thinking, my tiny ways of thinking. So I want to encourage you. What expands your mind? What flips the switch for you? Well, what flips the switch for you is exposure to bigger think, seeing other people do it better and faster, putting the 10,000 hours of practice in so the brain's neurons finds a better way to do it. Those things can help you change your mind. So as I go out today, guys, you're watching Super Coach. Check out my webinar on Wednesday night I'm doing called How to Make $1 Million with a Concept. You got nothing if you don't have a good concept, man. The concept alone can make $1 million. I'm doing that free Wednesday night, 5 p.m., How to Make $1 Million with a Concept. I'm doing publishing retreat this Friday and Saturday and Sunday in Seaside, Florida. I got one bedroom left if you want to go with me. Work on the book. Come out of there with the book. I've got Comebacks and Confidence with Tim Story. I got so much stuff going on. Just get involved with me, man. That's all you need to know. Reach out and say, I want to be involved with you in some way. And I promise you, it will be some of the best investment you've ever made because I'm going to help you but play at a much higher frequency. Todd Tressler, I changed my mind. Brian Covey, I changed my mind. All the folks out there watching today, I changed my mind about insecurity, fear, doubt, whatever that's been holding you back. Today's the day to just stop doing it and change your mind. I'm Coach Michael Burt. That's Super Coach. Every week I come into you, multiply life, multiply money, and multiply business.
Confidence and comebacks.
You know, I'm being totally honest. In all the projects that I'm involved with and the humanitarian work and everything, I am so excited about what we're doing together. It can just change people's lives. Number one, fantastic, Coach Burt. That's why you're the best at what you do.
That's right.
It's like when I saw you at 10X with Grant Cardone's conference. He had so many amazing speakers there. And Coach Burt and I were walking from one place to another. When I saw him, I'm telling you this is the God's honest truth. I thought, he has something. I don't know what it is, but he has something. And that was that confidence that you teach about, that maybe they don't see it now, but it is going to unfold.
Yep.